All right. You know, this time of year, I remember pulling pranks like senior year of high school, graduating, like toilet papering houses. Sure, now you can't do it because toilet paper is so valuable. But Jay, dude, weren't you legendary for pranks?
Dude, I was Prankenstein. That's what they called me in high school.
Frankenstein. I love it.
Anyway, so my senior prank,
Yeah.
I put rice underneath everyone's
Okay.
keyboard in each of the teachers' classes, like under all the
Like
teachers' keyboards. I put a
a whole
grain of
bag of
rice.
rice
No, just a grain of rice.
on like on a key so they can't spell out a name or
No, under the keyboard.
wait, what?
And
You just put
if you
a
think
grain
that's
of
funny, Johnny, why don't you check under your keyboard right now?
Oh, dude, you caught me. How did you even get in my house? I thought we were socially distancing each other.
I put it there months ago.
Dude, all best pranks are
The slow burn. When I
slow
helped you
burn.
move, I put it there.
That's just awful. That's awful.
That was dumb. All right, let's get
That
into
was
it.
dumb.
I know Kung Fu. Show me. Tell me, do you bleed? You should have gone for the head.
That's what she said.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm Pickle Rick!
I am the father.
Ew, David.
All right,
Dun, dun,
so
dun, dun.
phase two of New Girl?
You should start again. Sorry, I was doing sound effects.
Phase two of New Girl?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to talk about some relationships?
I guess, as I stated in the last cast that we did a week ago, relationships are everything in the show.
It's
And
true.
what I like too is so the previous week, you and I bragged about foretelling everything, like, oh, this guy's gonna get together with this person, like, you know, we were just could tell everything. But what I like about this show, there was a few relationships that caught me off guard that just worked.
Like what?
I'm gonna give you my first random one, and I just loved it. Winston and Cece and their classic mess arounds.
Well, I never even understood those. Like, what's your favorite classic mess around? Like, I'm trying to think of what I loved
They're
that was.
nothing. It's just them hanging out is a mess around for it's just Winston in his head started doing calling it a mess around, and Cece's like, no, we don't do that. And then Coach is like, this is another mess around, another Winston and Cece mess around. It's like, crap, it caught on. But that's their thing. It's just their relationship got super close. Like when Cece had feelings again for Schmidt, Winston was the one who picked up on it, and she confided in Winston, not Jess. Not anybody else, but it was Winston, and I really like that. Like their, I like how they kept calling each other babe, like babe, babe, babe.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I see that.
It was just a very random because there weren't characters that would really be isolated, if you think about it. Like, you know, they were just secondary friends, but they grew a bond that was just really like she meant the world to him.
Yeah.
I like that. Like it was a rare one that I would never predict.
I like that. Just kind of jumping off that, one thing that I really like is the bromance between Nick and Schmidt. Okay, so outside of Troy and Abed, I think it's my favorite bromance of all time.
I mean, top five, because it's hard for me to put them over Sean and Gus off
Okay.
psych. And I'm really into Morgan and Chuck from Chuck.
Eh.
But they're really, you never finished it. You can't. You can't.
I don't know, Morgan bugs me.
You're just so rude to short guys that are funny. You're
That's
worse.
definitely not it, because I definitely like Troy.
Dude, Troy's 5'9". That's not short, okay?
Okay. It's just these hairy short guys. I can't do it.
Okay, I gotta go. Hanging up now.
No.
No,
Do you remember when
totally
we did a
their
poll?
bromance is like a legit bromance. Like that's something that Troy and Abed have. Like that unspoken like bond.
Do you remember when we did a poll on our Instagram page of
Dude,
like what bromance?
so
Who ended up
nice.
winning
Can
it
you please
anyway?
listen to this
Friends?
and vote better because they like voted Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Charles and Jake, which
Well, I think the final. I think they were. I think they were the top four, but I think the final winner was Friends. I think it was Joey and. Dude, I don't even watch Friends.
Even worse.
I know. I hate Friends.
I love Friends, not really, but I mean, I grew up watching it, and I can still watch it, but it's not the same as, like, Schmidt would just think about Nick, like he would just think about him, and buy him a cookie.
Yeah,
and
so,
give it to him.
It's so different. It's true. Okay, so just that relationship of Schmidt and okay, that cookie episode. Schmidt buys a cookie for Nick, and then gets offended when Nick like never does anything for Schmidt.
And then Nick goes, Schmidt, you just love me too much, and I don't earn it. And they just start crying. Those two have cried more in, I think, a series than any other bromance couple. And Troy cries for everything on Community.
Okay, can we also talk about how...
I want to go 20 minutes on these two. Let's keep going.
How Schmidt gets valet, and he's like, isn't it Schmidt who starts crying? Like... He's all upset, or he's all excited, like he's crying tears of joy because they get valet for the bar they own.
The best part is when Nick gets choked up doing it. He's like, you got valet. You got valet, kid. You got valet.
We
and
got
he's
this.
Choked up. And, and Schmidt is just crying in for something so dumb that makes no sense at
yeah.
all. Because they both own the bar, and he just wants valet to be cool. Like, Schmidt is all about status and all this. So for him, status means you have valet. And it means nothing to Nick, but it meant so much for Schmidt that Nick started crying too.
Yeah, it's so true.
one of my favorite moments of theirs, other than that one, because that one made me laugh out loud, was when Jess and Nick break up, but they're still living together in the loft, and she brings over a guy, so Nick has to pretend to be gay, so the guy doesn't find it awkward, and he pretends that he's dating Schmidt, but Schmidt just acts like Schmidt with Nick
wait.
In front of this person. So
wait, can I just set this up a little? Like, so
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. And what cracks me up is that the guy accuses Nick of not being gay, right? Like, he gets mad at him and
yeah.
says, you're not gay. Like, I know you're
the
not.
Guy dating, yeah. The guy dating him, he's like, you're not gay. Just be who you are.
Yeah. And then Schmidt walks in, right? And go ahead. That's I just thought it was so funny, that kind of setup.
Schmidt walks in and he's all sad. And then Nick's like, where have you been? And he's like, I just had to go out. And the guy's in the middle of their kitchen watching this interaction. And Schmidt's like, you know, I just had a bad day. I just couldn't come back. And then so Nick goes, gives him a hug and kisses him, like a little peck. And then Schmidt just goes like, you needed that more than I did today. So I'm going to let this happen. And he just walks away. It's just that scene of like, you really needed that today. Schmidt says that to Nick, like, you really needed that kiss. And then he just walks away.
And then
the guy
of that...
dating Jess is like, oh, I'm so sorry. You are gay. And he's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, that joke played so well. And not only that, but like anytime Nick gets sick or anything else, like anything big is happening in Nick's life, Schmidt always like Godfather kisses him.
He does kiss him a lot. He just tries to kiss him.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just kind of Schmidt. Schmidt's such a spaz and I love it. He randomly runs up the
yeah.
wall. Parkour. I like that he cleans up after everyone and that they're using each other's towels.
Okay. Quick side note. My dad was telling me like these random things. He's like, you know what's weird is, like, people wash towels, and I burst out laughing because he's never seen New Girl, but I just, in my head, remember Nick saying, like, why would you wash a towel? And I'm like, see, other people think this, too.
Why would I clean a towel? The towel cleans me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You're making me want to rewatch New Girl. Are there any other relationships you really wanted to get into?
So, Schmidt and Winston... like took a minute for their relationship to bond really well. Like,
that's
they had to
true.
Have one of those like hangouts without Nick, the linchpin. So I liked how that gradually became a lot better, that relationship.
Well, and that's kind of true to life. I like that they made it true to life. Like, two characters don't always get along well. Like, there's one character who kind of keeps them together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's his childhood friend, Winston. And so he has that backstory, but then he leaves to go play basketball somewhere else. So you get closer to the other person, which is life, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't always, like, they're friends. Like, Schmidt is Winston's, like, good friend. But they don't become, like, best friends until later on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I like
I
that.
Mean,
I don't know.
Granted, they were both single, and that helped. Because Nick was dating Jess, so they both needed each other. Which is how it is. Like, you know, that worked out really well. And also, Coach becoming better friends with Cece was actually funny, too. Cece had really funny pairings.
Yeah, she would. And Coach would turn like really weird and kind of femmy whenever Not that Femi is weird, but just like for Coach, it was weird. For Coach's personality, for him to get all like, I don't know, gossipy and bizarre, it was kind of funny and odd. It kind of cracked me up.
He treated her like a sister. Coach became friends because of he played basketball with Winston. So he wasn't really pre-friends with any of them. So it's natural for his relationship. But I love his relationship with Schmidt. Like when they were modeling, do you remember that? And how like Coach coddled Schmidt a little bit, like, no, dude, you're the catalog model. You're this, you're that. Like, he was genuinely like supporting Schmidt. Like he wasn't competitive. Like they're just funny.
I like too that they didn't turn it into like a love triangle really between Schmidt and Coach. They did for a second, but not really.
Yeah, they didn't. So they should didn't we go force romances it too much. Then?
Yeah, let's do it.
So right off the bat, we could tell that Schmidt was going to be with Cece and Jess with Nick, right? I mean, correct. That was episode one. Or you could have guessed Schmidt and Nick and Cece. You could have guessed it. But Jess and Nick were going to happen. It was the Jim and the Pam. They were going to pitch it around for a couple seasons and then finally do it. But as you said it in the first cast, the way they did it was atrocious. If we were doing a GBN, this would have been the bad.
Oh, for sure. It was so bad. It's my biggest pet peeve with the show.
And just a quick side note. Whenever there's a couple established, for the other couple to be the OTP, the one true pairing, you have to make the guy a jerk that the girl's dating with. The guy A a jerk for her to be with guy B. And they did not make Sam a jerk. They made him, as you said, he was a nice guy. So Nick was the jerk in that situation.
He was a great guy.
And that's what ruined it. Yeah, he was a great guy. Like, he was... It, for Jim and Pam to get together, which was a great thing, Roy had to be a D-bag, and Roy was a D-bag. So that was like, you're right, okay, good. He didn't do, Jim did nothing wrong. Roy sucked. But Sam was a nice guy. He was there. He actually opened his heart for Jess. And then they rushed it. They could have waited a full seat. They could have waited to three to end and then do it. And it would have been a lot better.
They should have waited, yeah, a full another season. They should have had them pair up in like season four. Because it was out of nowhere, too. Like, randomly, Nick's like, I don't want it to be like this. He says something like that when he, you know, they're supposed to kiss. And it makes no sense to me. Like,
but they could have left it at that, though. And yeah. And then moved on.
It's true. It's so true. Because it just doesn't make sense to me. Like,
well, like, on they didn't season
tease
one,
it very much. Like, yeah, okay, they tease it, like, the first five episodes. But then after that, yeah. They kind of drop it. And then randomly, Nick's like, oh, and I'm... back into you, Jess. Like, I don't know. After, like, episodes and episodes of not flirting at all or anything, you know?
In fact, when Nick and Cece, which we'll talk about, broke up for Schmidt's fault, Jess had to trust Schmidt as a friend because Cece's her best friend. And there was a scene where Jessica was with Schmidt in the car kind of stalking Coach and Cece. And... there was just like this connection between Jess and Schmidt, which I felt was way more believable than what she had with Nick in season three.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. Like she was just saying like, he was saying like, no, you're no rebound Jess. Like he was saying like all these nice positive things to her. And you can tell there was like an energy there, which I was like, I was talking to my friend about this because you know, that's how I do. And I was like, dude, I could have seen that happen. She's like, no, it's Cece and Schmidt. I'm like, I get it, but I could have seen that happen. That's all. There's just this one little scene.
I could have too. Even like when, I don't know, Jess wants to hook up with like some random guy for, you know, just to do it for once.
And Valentine's then she Day, about, season yeah. one. Yeah.
And then she thinks about doing it with Schmidt. Like I remember thinking, like this could have been a pairing. Like it could have been a thing they could have built on.
Yeah.
I agree with you. There are multiple scenes like that where it's like, this could have been a thing.
Way more than anyone else there.
Yeah. Like
it just kind of bothered me how. I don't know. I think I was just... I liked Nick way more with Reagan.
Oh, really? With Megan Fox?
I liked him... Yeah. I mean, it's Megan Fox. But I liked him too a lot with the lawyer girl in the first season. I feel like he needs someone that doesn't just yell. Like, they were just yelling. Like, their whole...
Yeah.
I think it was at the end of season one when Jess was dating that older guy, the rich guy.
Yeah. And I actually liked him, by the way.
I liked him too, yeah. And then, like, Nick was in love with him. Like, everyone loved him. Russell. They all loved Russell.
Yeah.
And so... But Russell was saying like how the passion of him and his ex-wife, the passion, the yelling was gone. That's when they knew the relationship was over. And then they panned to Nick and Jess yelling at each other, and that meant they were in love. And I'm like, no, that's not, I didn't like that. That was just me.
Yeah, like that's not love in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I
like that I get the idea passion of passion. There. Yeah, but I don't know. It just I don't know. I agree with you. Like they were trying to prove a point or do something, and it just for me it didn't really work.
In the end, it did, but not. Eh.
Yeah, I didn't mind. So when Nick and Jess get back together for the second time, that one I liked. It was the first time that I just. And the writers knew it, too. They were like, oh, crap. You can tell because it. There's a reason why they broke them up and why it sputtered out for a minute and there were issues.
Like, you could tell. It sputtered out for two full seasons almost. That's a lot for this type of show.
They rushed it. And not only that, but then like they felt like they had to bring Sam back in order to, like, resolve it. And that was dumb. When Sam came back and he was, like, this weird hippie dude, I was like, this is, like, almost a plot inconsistency. Like, this makes no sense.
And then he, had that friend, his lifelong friend, who's this gorgeous doctor like him, everything in common, and that friend really had feelings for Sam, and Sam's like, no, she's just my friend. And then an episode later, I have feelings for her. They just did it really weird.
They just rushed stuff. Oh, the reason is because of Nick.
Yeah, Sam just got ousted, but dealt a bad hand there.
It's so true. It's annoying, honestly.
But, so should we go with the actual couple that I loved a lot? The C.C. Schmidt couple?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Because this is one that they built over seasons and seasons and seasons. And they actually did a really good job with, I thought. Other than I didn't like Schmidt's betrayal at one point. But other than that, I liked pretty much all of it.
The juice... I just remember the douche jar.
Oh, yeah. Well, I liked, too, that,
the douche jar comes back in because that's how he proposes to her. Because he's like, girl, I'm gonna marry you someday. You're gonna say something stupid, aren't you?
I love that. That was so cute.
And Schmidt never. The thing is, they both didn't really change who they were.
Yeah.
Really. Like Cece got a little softer, but she was always soft. She just had to be upfront. She was a model.
Yeah.
And Schmidt was always, you know, douchey, but he toned it down a little for her. Like, he still had that swag.
I felt like he toned it down a lot.
He was
compared, you know what I mean?
But
yeah, it's true. I don't know. I thought they did a good job of how those two, like, ended up together and kind of, they felt like they went really well together. You know what I mean? Out of all the characters, I thought that they, like, paired those two off the best and that. I remember right from the get, I was like, I just want Cece and Schmidt to be together. Like, there was just something about the way their two characters were that, I don't know, they were like magnets. You just wanted them to end up together.
And he was like, and the funny thing is, like, he was blatantly, like, obvious about how he was physically attracted to her. Like, it was all physical in the beginning. It was all physical. And then she would just be kind of embarrassed at him, like, make him hide in the car. Like, you're just embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then it just flips. And they did a good back and forth. Like, he kind of hid her, Cece, from this other girl he was dating, who was his ex-chubby girlfriend from college. So it wasn't like he was cheating on with anybody else. And then he had a redemption story. Like, he had to be alone, just had to hate him. You know, like, he got caught and he paid for it for, like, a full season.
Yeah, he really did.
Coach made out with Cece. Like, she went with other guys. Coach had to deal with it. Was there a little bit and
there were real world repercussions from it,
which is good, you know, because there's like Joss Whedon would say, you know, you need consequence.
Yeah, you can't have consequences.
Yeah, because I mean, like how you were saying, Nick and Jess didn't really have any consequences for her cheating, you know, just broke up.
They had like, you know, none.
Wasn't a consequence.
Yeah, I don't know, it didn't seem like a consequence for them because it was like, oh, I'm so sad, Jess, and then 3 episodes later, she's dating Nick. So what was the consequence, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, that Sam left the show. I mean...
Yeah, that she broke my heart in Sam's. I don't know.
I really liked... I mean, is there more... you know, and he did... He does a lot for Cece and vice versa. Like, I like she goes all mama bear to protect him. Like, when they had their engagement party. They had I really like the bachelor party and the bachelorette party because they split it in 2 shows. And then someone like, and there's this big fight that happened with the bachelor party. And then they come back and Cece's like, who did this to you? And she's going to fight him. And so Schmidt is Jewish. I mean, very hard to tell with that name. and his mom is conservative hit Jew. And I love how the mom doesn't appreciate CC in the beginning, but then on the high school party, he had a reunion, high school reunion Schmidt did, and then he made fun of him. And CC just goes up and starts like yelling at him. She'll be like, "Meet me at the corner of Fifth Avenue and this." And she's like, "They don't know where this is. We're not in New York."
I like to.
So that was funny.
Just talking about like mothers and kind of not the approval when Schmidt is trying to get Cece's mother's approval and he does that Indian dance, like he sets up all that stuff for her. That was one of my favorite parts ever of anything. Like, I loved that. I don't know.
The Bollywood he does.
All these Bollywood dancers like do this crazy dance and then they open up, like they get this formation and kind of like open up their ranks. And Schmidt is just standing there smiling in like a full Indian outfit and he starts dancing with them. I don't know. That scene to me was one of the best scenes of any show ever. I cracked up so hard at that. And then I watched it like 3 other times over the next day or two just because I enjoyed it so much.
It's he does a lot for them to just show that he loves CC. So I liked it because they both had like, you know, both their families are conservative. You know, they're like want Indian roots, want Jewish roots, and they make it work. Perfect.
That makes sense to me. Can we talk a little bit about how Nick became an author?
Oh my goodness. Yes, please.
how funny is that?
Bartender.
Well, and I know. Just like people would read his book and they'd be like, "I love this." Like it was so random and his book was like a disgusting
do his zombie novel, how bad it was though at the beginning.
Cuz his first novel attempt
was awful.
Yeah, so funny.
I think it was Jessica's dad was in town. And he was explaining the book, but it was Twilight, but zombies. And he kept going like, "Wait, there's like a love triangle. Yeah, Twilight. Yeah, but it's set in Washington. Yeah, Twilight." And he's like, "What?"
Yeah, that was funny.
What was that? So what was the name of the one that actually took off, the one that he wrote while he was in Louisiana? Louisiana.
It's the Something Chronicles. I can't remember the dude's name.
Yeah. Was he a detective, right?
Yeah. I was about to say the Spiderwick Chronicles, and I'm like, no, that's an actual thing, and it's not that.
And what I thought was funny is when he made Schmidt proofread it, and he's like, "What are your notes?" "There's no notes." And he like freaks out because there's no notes.
It's the Pepperwood Chronicles.
Pepperwood, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, Schmidt just loves it. I thought that was so funny because I didn't know if it was a joke at first, like if people were just leading him on or if they actually
just trolling. Trolling.
Or just trying to not to hurt his feelings. But then it was just funny that they like actually genuinely loved his book. Like his book was just really good. Crack me up.
He's a storyteller.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of just stories and stories in general, can we talk about some of the plot holes or I guess just inconsistencies? We've kind of touched on a few.
Yeah.
What else like do you have to talk about with that?
So the ones that I really bugged me, I'll start off on one of them, is Jess has a sister. And sometimes shows mention, like, "I have a sibling," but that's it, and they don't show. But when they have a sister in the show for, like, 3 or 4 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And she goes into, like, she dates Schmidt, she lives with Schmidt, like, she's a prominent person in the show. Yeah, and she looks all like Jessica, like, and she's a well-known actress, like, she's not someone off the street. She was in the Scooby-Doo movies, she did other stuff. But what bugged me is like, that was it. That was like, and it was season 3 too. It wasn't early on in the New Girl saga, but so 2 times. And so the sister goes and moves back home to Portland where Jessica's from. And they have twice in the episode, they go back to Portland and they never mention the sister ever again. Like they go for, the dad's wedding and there's nothing there. And then she goes for another reason. And they never bring in, the sister's not even there for a cameo. Not even for her own sister's wedding.
She's not even mentioned. Like, yeah, in any of it. Like, she just up and disappears.
And they could have, like, just mentioned it, like, "Oh, yeah, my sister's out of town." But they don't even do that.
Really, yeah, or she's back in jail or literally anything.
Yeah. To make it noticeable. I don't know. That really bugged me. Like, if it was, like, a season 1, because some shows, like, season 1, they'll have, like, a sibling or a character and they don't bring them back. That's fine. But someone like that is weird.
It really was, though. Like, it bothered me. Okay, but who... The actress, who was she? You said she played in... Oh, it's Linda Cardellini. She plays Velma in Scooby-Doo, and she also plays Hawkeye's wife, and she's in...
That's right. That's where I've seen her recently.
She's in that new Netflix series, Dead to Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like a crazy person named Judy.
She does crazy well.
Dude, she does it so well. I forgot that was her. I really like her. She's like shockingly funny. Beautiful, because I remember watching Scooby-Doo and not thinking that Velma was that pretty, and then I've seen her in all this other stuff, and I'm like, huh, she like looks prettier now than she did back then. It's weird.
Well, they also hide her.
That's true.
Because that was Thelma. But no, yeah, that was, you know, that bugged me. I mean, we have our plot holes of Sam being wasted.
Yeah. What else?
I wanted more, I guess, from Schmidt's cousin, Big Schmidt. He's funny, Rob Diggle.
Oh, really? I'm not a big fan of his, actually.
He's hit and miss with people. I get it completely.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. I've seen him in stuff. I just don't think he's that funny. The only exception would be he's kind of funny in The Other Guys he plays a police partner with Coach, actually, in The Other Guys. They're both in it and they play partners on the police force, so that's kind of funny. But yeah, I guess I could see why I wish you'd get more of him.
I mean, but there's like that too. Like, I really liked Allie, who ended up marrying Allie, who's Winston's partner. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
She was funny. And they used her well. But then there's like people that would pop in and out. Like, do you remember the principal, Foster?
Yeah.
And he like out of nowhere, he popped back in as a friend. But then, like, I don't know. It also bugged me too that Jess got fired as a principal because she had to go to jury duty. That was kind of weak.
Yeah, I don't know. All of Jess is kind of like, I don't know, when she gets fired and she just doesn't know what to do with herself. That was kind of confusing to me. I don't know. Because it seemed like she was a great teacher. I was surprised that she was falling on these hard times.
I mean, if you have a master's in teaching, maybe California's different, but you feel like you'd be able to find a job, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, especially with just her resume and what she's done and all her experience. I don't know. I was just thinking about all the different teachers I've had, and I thought, huh, like, I feel like she's really overqualified and someone would hire her.
Yeah, and it was, like, weird situations, like...
I guess, that happens in this life. I'm not trying to say it doesn't happen to, like, good people where they can't find jobs, because I know people who are crazy qualified and can't find jobs, but it just felt like something that was kind of shoehorned and forced in there, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of felt weird in the show. I don't know. For it being a TV show, it just felt a little odd to me.
Yeah, maybe they were trying to give her trials. And it was, like, a little forced.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, because I guess the whole point was trying to find yourself in your late 20s, early 30s. Because, like, Winston, you know, was trying to find himself. He was, like, 28 when it started. He didn't become a cop till like, his mid-30s.
I guess that's true. I can see that. I don't know. It just... It wasn't as strong. It wasn't... Yeah, you are talking yourself and me into it. Did you want to talk about any other, like, specific funny parts? Like, just scenes that are standalone scenes that are really funny?
It's funny there's like 30 of them now. I really liked Schmidt, like, in the beginning when he was trying to be, like, one of those tools, I guess, and the guy's name was Benjamin. He's called Behami, and that was just funny to me.
Are you talking about Todd? From Community?
Todd, yeah. Todd from Community.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny, I would call him Behameen.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like friends, but not.
Another, you know how we talked about how they always cry?
Yeah.
When they were planning the bachelor party, and they had the one, like, rich friend, but Nick was like, no, I'm the best man. I'm going to plan it. And then he's like, we're going to Tokyo, and he starts crying, and then Schmidt starts crying, and Winston's crying for no reason.
That's
he's like, we're going to find the money to go to Tokyo.
It's so dumb, and then they never do.
Can
we just talk about,
it's funny,
on that same note, like, Schmidt's love of sushi and the that little weird robe thing he wears, his Komodo. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
His, like, blue Komodo is so funny. I don't know, I just... I love his random obsession with Japan.
Yeah, and it's just... And he also did... Like, when he was showing off that he's like, I'm eating $200 worth of sushi right here. And Nick's just looking at him like, why? You can just have an upset stomach. Why don't you eat that with everybody?
I would do that. I would eat $200 worth of sushi.
You actually would. You're the sushi eater here.
Okay, I feel like I've talked about a lot of the funny scenes. One I haven't brought up though, CeCe and Nick are fighting because of Schmidt, because like they both won his time or whatever. And Nick and CeCe are fighting because of Schmidt, because they both won his time when they're engaged. And Nick starts pretending to like punch CeCe and like try and make her flinch so she won't fall for it. And then he starts like repeatedly punching at her, and she's like calling him fat and a doughboy, and he starts like getting out of breath. It's the funniest scene ever to me. That's the funniest scene of the whole series.
It's CeCe's moved into the apartment and Jess is gone. Yeah, she's a slob and you can't deal with her messiness.
And Nick calling her a slob is like so terrible in her mind, because Nick's a slob.
And then she's like, Jess was like, how bad is it? Is CeCe calling Nick mean girl names? And then it pans over and she's like, bring it, Nicole. And I thought that was just so funny.
Like she knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, calling it Nicole. All right, true story here. And we're going to get a little intimate, just this final note here, of how I would quote this and you wouldn't get it because you didn't watch it yet. But you and I would have our late night texts, like when we couldn't sleep, and just talk about our day. This is many, many years ago, or last night. And if I was ever, so this happened on the show, and I would quote it, and you thought I was being serious, when I'd be like, when I'd be mad at you, and then like during the day, and I'd be like, you know what, if you think you're going to be able to text me and talk about your day tonight, don't even think about it. And they did that on New Girl. So I was always quoting that from New Girl when Nick and Schmidt had to share a room, and they got in this big fight over money, and they were just yelling at Jess. And Jess was trying to be the mediator. And she's like, here's this breakfast. And they would just yell at her, thank you for this nice breakfast. And she's like, you guys are confusing me. Like, but anyway, so they start walking to the room. And he's like, and Schmidt just goes like, if you think we're going to talk about our day, you're over. And Nick's like, well, like 15 minutes. Yeah, we'll talk about our day for like 15 minutes and then straight to bed. That just made me laugh. So I would always do that to you. Like, if you think we're going to talk about our day before we go to bed, you are done, mister.
I don't remember this, but it sounds vaguely familiar, and it really sounds like something you'd do, and I can imagine myself being like, wait, what?
Why is this kid getting so angry? I guess I won't text him tonight. No big deal. And I was just quoting. Like, I wasn't even mad. I just wanted to quote that in a way to be funny. That, to me, was the brilliance. If you can take anything from New Girl, is that bromances matter.
Is your Between Us Girls from New Girl?
Or is that from someone else? That's from Letterkenny.
Oh, okay. Okay, just curious. All right, so do you have an overall rating? Is there anything else you wanted to add? And if not, do you have an overall rating for New Girl out of 10?
I think if we forget anything, people will comment. So please comment after we post it, and then we'll talk about it again, everything we've missed out. But New Girl, so for me, a 10 is super, super rare. I don't even think I have. I think for me, like maybe The Office and Community or 10s in my book, but I put it at like a 9 easy, just because of, I love every character other, like I like Jess, don't get me wrong, but the guys make the show, and CeCe makes the show for me, so I give it a solid 9.
I like that. I would give it like an 8 probably, because it really pulled me in, but there were things I didn't like it had its issues for me, where it would really bug me, but overall I really liked it, so I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, it's super. I recommend, if you've never seen it, watch it. And you can rewatch it. What was nice about me is I was able to, because I forget stuff easy, so I forgot a lot about the original first two seasons. So I rewatched it. I'm like, oh, that's right. Oh, look what happened here. and it probably won't stand time as well, but Schmidt and Nick are all so ridiculous that it's funny.
Yeah, I could see it, you know, being a show that I dust off and show my children someday when they're old enough.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you don't need to think. It's not a thinker. It's not that quick pace. So you can just turn off your brain and laugh.
And it's addicting. Like, it does a good job of pulling you into the show and making you want to see what's next.
And there's no laugh track. It's not a sitcom.
Thank goodness.
You laugh when you want to laugh.
I hate the laugh track. Go away, Full House.
Ugh. Go away, all of them. Except Big Bang. They
Seinfeld. I like Seinfeld.
Seinfeld did too. I think those early shows had it, but you were laughing so you didn't notice it.
And, I don't know, it was kind of different because it was a different... For Seinfeld, it was a different time period. Which I guess New Girl... Or not New... I guess Full House was too, but I just hate Full House.
Dude. I loved it. I can't rewatch it, though. There's shows that I can rewatch as a kid for nostalgia. That one I can't do. Like, I can rewatch Boy Meets World. I can rewatch a lot of these nostalgia ones. The TGI Fridays, the TGIF shows. That one I can't do.
Yeah.
All right, especially because, well, like, they're all weird.
Sounds like my landlord turned on his saw, so we should probably jump off.
No, that is a murderer. You're going to get murdered. It's nice knowing you.
That's a chainsaw.
Post this before you die.
Okay, I will.
All right, Knights. Comment, follow, watch our YouTube videos, and DM us, because believe it or not, we reply.
See you on the flippity-flop.
Flop.